Construction has been nonstop at the corner of Keawe Street near the Eva end of Kaka'ako. The $70 million Halekawila Place affordable rentals project has just topped off at the 19th floor.
There's going to be a very interesting facade on the front to give it a little character, but other than that, it's at the top.
Karen Seddon is executive director of the Hawaii Housing Finance and Development Corporation, charged with underwriting public-private partnerships to build workforce housing. Seddon says Halekawila Place should be completed by mid-2014.
This is going to have a little bit of commercial underneath, and then there'll be some townhomes on the far side right next to the park. So it's sort of got a cross-section of things that the neighborhood needs.
When completed, Halekawila Place will provide 204 rental units for individuals and families earning 60% of the area median income, about $60,000 to $70,000 annually. HHFDC project manager Stan Fujimoto says the rent will be affordable, not cheap.
Projected rents, there'll be studios at $1,029 a month, one-bedroom units at $1,102 a month, two-bedroom units at $1,323 a month.
Seddon says rent will be lower than what is being offered by the Hawaii Community Development Authority. HHFDC Development Branch Chief Rick Prehler says the economic downturn in 2009 created some challenges, and the cost of building in the urban core is much higher.
High-rise construction can easily be twice as expensive as low-rise, so it's hard to make it pencil and make the project work. And it actually took Stanford Carr, the developer of Halekawila Place, several years of going through different financing structures to finally find one that would work.
Prehler says the state prefers to build affordable housing in the urban center with high-rise density and ready access for residents to transportation, work, and other services. HHFDC Chair Ralph Misick says there is one project underway on Hawaii Island that will provide 2,330 units priced in the $200,000 to $400,000 range.
The Kona project is our big project right now, Kamakana. It's a big master plan community. We've been working on this for years, working on the first increment now. It'll have a variety of for sale housing. You know, we're really about helping working families.
Kamakana will also offer market-priced homes when completed. Back at the construction site, Seddon says she will be leaving her post at HHFDC at the end of August, but will return to Halekawila Place for the dedication and blessing next year. Seddon says the project will be a permanent reminder of her five-year tenure, and HHFDC's goal of providing 1,000 affordable units annually is within reach.
For us to assist at least 1,000 units a year, and we got a little behind during the recession, but we're making up for it now. We may not hit 5,000 in 5 years, but definitely they'll hit 10,000 in 10 years because everything's all lined up ready to go.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.